What's your initial take on Neil Gorsuch as a nominee for the Supreme Court?
You know, there are a lot of Utahns who I think voted for Donald Trump precisely because the balance of the court was in the hands of the next president. And I think President Donald Trump made absolutely the best possible choice that he could make. I just could not be happier with it. But Senator Mike Lee actually argued a case and won a case before the judge, and by everything I can tell, he's got an impeccable background, a great legal mind, will interpret the Constitution the way that it's written, and he'll make us proud. I think he's a great choice.
Will he be for liberals or for Democrats what Merrick Garland might have been for conservatives, in that he is someone who abides by the law and is not, you know, someone who makes law?
Well, I think that's the general premise here, is that Gorsuch has a reputation of not writing new law from the bench. In fact, in his comments, he even said, you know, you're not always happy with the conclusion, you know, personally happy, but you have to abide by the law and the Constitution. And he's got a career, a storied career of doing that, serving at the highest levels, a very, very smart gentleman, and, you know, somebody from the Rocky Mountains, which is good for us.
I was just going to say, he's a true Westerner, isn't he? Born and, I guess, raised in Denver, and for a court nominated by, you know, New Yorkers with one Californian, he kind of brings a little geographical diversity, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, the judge actually early in his life worked at the front counter of a Howard Johnson, and he's got a, you know, his family's been in Colorado and told raises farms, that raises animals at his home and that sort of thing. So just the fact that he's from out west, I think, is good, because we got a lot of issues, public lands issues, those types of things, that he's going to be very familiar with in his personal life, but also from his time on the court.
I wonder if I might ask you a question on a different topic, Congressman. Are you concerned at all with the speed with which President Trump is moving on some of the issues? Should he be consulting with Congress on some of these issues?
Oh, I think he does. I mean, I've been pleasantly surprised. It certainly is a sea change compared to Barack Obama. I mean, the interaction we're having at the White House now is great. It was non-existent with Barack Obama. Hey, and buckle up, America. They wanted change. They wanted somebody who's going to come in and change the status quo, and that's what's happening. And he's off to a tremendous start. He's had a few hiccups, as any new president would have, but this is what America wants, and so far, so good.
Congressman, I saw you earlier this morning on CNN with the headline, Immigration. What's your take on the president's immigration executive order he signed recently?
Well, I think the general policy is right. I do think that is the right direction. When it got into, you know, legal permanent residents, green card holders, I thought that was I don't think that was right, and they clarified that within the first day or so. We still have to vet people who are coming to the United States of America. I don't think that's asking too much. It's what the president campaigned on. It was the John Kerry-led State Department that identified these seven countries as being problematic, and the FBI director has said we can't vet these people. So, of course, we should vet these people prior to coming to the United States, and I think the president's saying the next 90 to 120 days we need to review this process, particularly for these seven countries, is the right public policy.
You're having an oversight committee hearing tomorrow. Where do you turn your attention now, Congressman? Are you done with Hillary Clinton?
Well, I'd never really targeted Hillary Clinton personally, but her actions and what she did and the security breach at the State Department, which was unprecedented, does continue. But there are lots of other investigations and things that will continue. The hearing that you were referencing today, we're talking about whistleblowers and making sure that they have access. We're talking to the inspector generals, make sure that they're able to do their job fully, and that's a good thing. But tomorrow we're also turning to the Office of Personnel Management and how they do security background checks and how do they secure the 22 million people whose data was breached. I mean, they had been warned by the inspector general for years. They didn't make the changes. We want to make sure that they're protecting the cyber side of what the Office of Personnel Management is supposed to protect.
If you'll allow me, Congressman, to play devil's advocate here for a minute, Donald Trump has basically said he wants to let Hillary Clinton kind of just go away and leave her alone a little bit. You have some who are calling for, you know, the House Oversight Committee to just kind of relax when it comes to Hillary Clinton. What do you say to those people who might be saying that to you?
Well, I didn't start this investigation because of a political election, and it doesn't end because there was a political election. I would remind people that the State Department has its own ongoing investigation. The Inspector General has its own ongoing investigation. I did hand to the White House a list of outstanding document requests that we have, not only in this case, but lots of other cases. And until I get the documents from the State Department and others, the Department of Justice, this investigation will be open. It's about justice. It's about fixing the problem, so it never, ever happens again. And so to suggest that I should just give up on it because she lost an election, this is much bigger and broader than just Hillary Clinton, unfortunately.
Have you heard of the opponent who's now been named or is saying he's getting into the race against you, a Democratic opponent, Stephen Tryon?
I don't know. It seems like we just had an election. Everybody has a right to step up and run, and I look forward to the discussion. But you know, that's a good year away before we really get into that. I was elected to represent the people of the 3rd District. I will work as hard as I possibly can to make that happen. And, you know, a year plus from now, we'll have a discussion about that.
Always good chatting with you, Congressman. Thanks for joining us on Utah's Morning News.
Thank you.